Our first feature this week harks back to the days of the Blitz in 1942 and one member of the Home Guard, Arthur Rudd. The feature is written by Derek James and our reader is Robin Quine.
Our stories of Curls, now Debenhams, being rebuilt after it, along with much of the centre of Norwich, was destroyed during the Blitz of 1942, brought back many memories, especially for Arthur Rudd. Arthur, now approaching his 90th birthday, had joined the Home Guard when he was 15 and rushed to the police station in Bethel Street when the bombs started to drop. I was immediately sent to the Haymarket area to guard the international stores, which was exposed because of the damaged windows. My job was to prevent looters getting into the store. They were always looking for opportunities during the raids, he said. With Alford Place fully ablaze, hosepipes trailing everywhere amongst all the drama, two ladies were serving tea from a nearby mobile van to help those with parched throats, recalled Arthur, who now lives at Sprowston. I stood my ground with rifle and fixed long bayonet, which was highlighted by the nearby raging inferno, and enough to deter anybody thinking of taking a chance. A policeman stopped for a quick word and then said, "Shall we clear that pavement?" and pointed to the nearby jeweller shop, Justice Ollie. Between us, we threw the entire window display back into the shop through the battered front. Staff arriving for work in the morning and surveying the scene had no idea the jewellery scattered in the shop had spent much of the night on the pavement, said Arthur. He went on to serve in the Middle East before returning to Norwich and eventually working in administration at Police HQ for many years. He was married to Corinne. He has a son, Kevin, daughter Linda, and five grandchildren. People who lived through the Blitz have never forgotten those terrible times, and also those heartless few who took the opportunity to steal from victims.